Well, today bringing you coverage of the Oklahoma Irrigation Conference. One of the speakers is Dana Porter. She's with Texas A&M University. She's an associate professor, extension program leader, and associate department head for Texas A&M AgriLife Research and Extension in Lubbock. And Dana, as we talk about irrigation today and also salinity management, what are some of the strategies to mitigate salinity?
Well, first of all, salinity is naturally occurring, and so the water a lot of times that we have is what we have to manage. We can't necessarily go back and get clean water. So now we're making decisions about what kinds of crops we can grow. Some crops are more tolerant of salts than others. How to irrigate, manage with the irrigation. So if I apply it with an irrigation method that wets the leaves versus doesn't wet the leaves, those make the difference. If I can avoid wetting the leaves, I can avoid foliar burn. If I can manage my irrigation more efficiently, I can get by with applying less water and therefore ultimately applying less salt.
Are there some new irrigation technology, I guess, available to try and mitigate that?
Some of the technologies, if you look at subsurface drip irrigation, where you never wet the leaves, that's one option, but you need to manage the wetting front in the root zone. So now you need to understand your soil physics. Some growers are putting subsurface drip under every row instead of alternate furrows to help push the salts away from the root zone. That's one option. Or I can apply low energy precision application, LEPA irrigation, or water directly to the soil surface instead of a spray irrigation, so I can avoid leaf wetting.
With some of these new technologies, is it getting to the point that it's cost effective though?
I hope so. As we look at our total water management and our total crop management, we want to look at all of our inputs. Certainly, the poly-lined irrigation equipment, these options that can handle high salinity, are more expensive. But if I'm getting a better return in my water or getting a longer life in my system, it can be economically feasible.
In looking at salinity overall, is this becoming an increasingly a concern, or is it more of an awareness issue that we're just much more aware of how much this has become an issue?
I think it's some of both. On local level, it could be increasing issue, increasing water salinity. In some cases, because of limited water supplies, we're looking at some alternative water sources, and sometimes that water is a lower quality than our primary sources that we were using.
The recent drought that the Southern Plains has come out of, has that increased this as being a concern with having salinity in your water and in turn in your soils?
I think it's at least aggravated it, because if we're in a deficit irrigation situation, we're not able to leach the water. We don't have rainfall leaching the salts below the root zone. So we tend to see an accumulation of salts in the root zone, and it becomes more problematic over time as that accumulates. And now we need to figure out how to manage that.
As you work with farmers, you know, what kind of advice are you offering to them in understanding salinity and managing it?
First of all, you need to understand what your water quality is and really monitor your soil and water quality. You need to understand your crop's tolerance of salinity, and you need to understand that sometimes there are solutions that are sold that are not as effective as they may promise to be. So you need to be very careful and ask good questions.
And your location with Texas A&M, you're in Lubbock. Are you studying a lot of kind of some of those new innovations that come out? Do you monitor a lot of those for their true effectiveness?
We have a lot of predominantly low-pressure center pivots, a very high rate of adoption of that, and subsurface drip irrigation. So we've got, because we've been water-limited quantity for so long, and in localized areas, water quality limitations, we've been managing it for a long time, and frankly, I've learned a lot from our growers in the South Plains.
As farmers are looking for more details or maybe more information in understanding this, what kind of tools or where do you recommend that they go to learn more?
I encourage Natural Resources Conservation Service is a good source for soils information. Your local irrigation associations, whether you have an Oklahoma Irrigation Association, Texas Agriculture Irrigation Association members, a lot of those professionals are good sources of information. Also, of course, your Extension Service and your research experiment stations are very good sources of information.
Okay. Okay, well, today we've been joined by Dana Porter. She's with Texas A&M University at the Texas A&M AgriLife Research and Extension Center in Lubbock. One of the speakers today at the Oklahoma Irrigation Conference for the Radio Oklahoma Network, I'm Leslie Smith.